Beginning a seated meditation or a meditation in stillness in any posture that invites the body into the sense of being supported by the earth, well seated, well held. It could be standing or lying down, seated on a cushion or chair, block or bench. We might begin with the sense of arrival, and with the sense of arrival, a kind of greeting of ourself. If it's the end of a busy day for you, you may not have, as it were, looked in the mirror of awareness for a while to greet yourself. Here you are. Just like when you greet someone who you know well, but you haven't seen in a little bit, a few minutes or a few days or a few years. When you see them, you both recognize them, and there's a feeling of recognition, of coming back together after some time apart, and all of the feelings of knowing and connection that are there. There's also a newness. You haven't seen them in a while. They're a little different, or you don't know how they're doing today. And there's a kind of scanning for our feeling. Our empathic sense turns on. How are you doing, my friend? You see their face, their eyes, their mouth, the set of their shoulders, belly. How are they doing? Just the same with ourselves. Come back into contact with yourself. The beginning of a sitting. How are you, my friend, myself? How's this body doing? How's the heart? If you could look yourself in the eyes, look at your own face, what would you see? Stress? Joy? Exhaustion? Contentment? Aging? Sickness? Vitality, pleasure. To become mindful of the body and the heart is to know ourselves. As the poem by Izumi Shikibu says, seeing the moon at dawn, solitary, mid-sky, I knew myself completely, no part left out. Beginning the meditation, just sensing with the inner eye of the heart, ourself. And don't forget to do this with kindness. We really are seeing an old friend, a dear, dear friend. And if there's been some drama and you've been upset with this friend, this is a moment to come back together for repair, for reconnection, with forgiveness, with kindness. If you see stress on your face, know that you've been having a hard time. If you see exhaustion, immediately you get it, how full things have been. If you see joy and ease, the quality of the heart that appreciates and celebrates that springs forward. These are the divine states of love, compassion, celebration. This is a way to practice loving kindness, metta, friendliness, to just encounter ourselves, any being really, as if we are encountering an old friend. So spend some moments encountering this old friend with friendliness, kindness of heart, and see as much as you can how they're doing. See if you can really sense, how's their heart? How's their body? What does it feel like to be with this friend called yourself? Letting the ground of meditation just be resting in love, giving our caring attention to this one sitting here. And if suffering is what you sense, compassion is the response. You care. If pleasure and ease is what you sense, then celebration, sympathetic joy, is what naturally comes forward. And if it feels most right to rest into equanimity, the balance of heart, the fourth of the divine qualities, the Brahma Viharas, then you might feel into the length of the relationship, how long you've been friends with this one, and how many ups and downs you've seen, and how it all kind of evens out. You've just been here for life and all of its comings and goings. And there's still just love and friendliness, no matter what. The no matter what is the equanimity piece. Or whatever arises as you practice loving kindness in this way of just simple, friendly presence with yourself, whatever feelings come, let them be here. Know them, sense them, respect them. Keep breathing and sitting and resting with your friend. And then as a final instruction coming into silence, you might imagine a moment with this friend where you just look into each other's eyes and everything stops for a moment, just seeing each other without judgment, without story, without trying to fix anything, just loving and being with the clear gaze, holding the other in your loving regard. And to allow loving kindness to become a divine abiding is just to rest here, to let time, in a sense, stop here in the moment of meeting eyes with this one you care about, which could be yourself, it could be another, it could be the whole world. Bit by bit, our practice is to invite it to become the whole world. The heart of it is just resting in stillness, loving, seeing, doing nothing. Letting the loving be enough doing for this moment. So you can take that image in whatever way it feels helpful into the silent sitting. But there's something here that is connected with and sustains. As we sit in silence, balance these qualities of heart-centered presence, loving this one that we're with, and seeing them clearly, seeing the flickers of feeling move across the face, through the musculature. Being with this body, this heart, in this very moment. And we'll let the moment sustain. Immersing the attention and the whole being in the field of loving kindness.